Welcome to the July 2008 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. Do you think grits are a southern invention? Well, not really. Fact is, they originated in New England. Now, when most people think of New England food, they think of lobsters, clam chowder, Boston baked beans, scrod, Indian pudding, cranberries, and apple pie. Oh, sure, we claim apple pie, too. But how many of us today have a craving for white field corn with the hulls removed that's been boiled in water for many hours with a little salt until it's become sort of a mush? Yuck! And yet the dish, once a hearty staple in New England tables, has not disappeared. You can still buy it a few places, dried or in a can. It's known as hulled corn. Or samp, that's S-A-M-P, or hominy, or cornmeal mush. Now, my friend the late Vrest Orton, founder of the now famous Vermont Country Store in Weston, Vermont, once explained to me that samp is actually kernels of corn ground coarse for breakfast cereal. Hull corn and cornmeal mush is roughly as described above when I was talking about the no hulls. And hominy is another name for cornmeal cooked in water. This last is as in hominy grits, which Southerners claim as their very own. Of course, in truth, hominy grits were invented by the Algonquin Indians who lived in New England. Now, when Rhode Islanders convert stone ground cornmeal, salt, butter, and milk, or, and this is controversial, water, in other words, either milk or water, into patties and then fry them, the result is one of New England's truly icon foods, the Rhode Island Johnny Cake, or Johnny Cake without the H, or Journey Cake. Oh, that's right, the spelling is controversial, too. Purists maintain that the only real Johnny Cakes, and I spell them without the H, the only real Johnny Cakes are made with white cap flint corn, a corn pretty much unavailable today in any sort of quantity. Although the University of Rhode Island's Cooperative Extension Service maintains a seed supply and furnishes limited amounts to such growers as Old Sturbridge Village and so forth. Quote, any of us will tell you that the flavor and texture of a Johnny Cake made with flint corn is entirely different from other commercially grown corn, unquote. A past president of, get this now, the Society for the Propagation of the Johnny Cake Tradition in Rhode Island. That's a real organization. The past president of that organization once told me that. Yeah, and the Rhode Island legislature firmly agrees with the society's stand on the matter. Many years ago, they actually passed a law making it illegal to call Johnny Cakes made with anything other than flint corn a, quote, Rhode Island Johnny Cake, unquote, against the law. Far as I know, the law still stands, too. My own idea of Johnny Cake would not pass muster in Rhode Island or anywhere but in Maine. When I was a boy growing up on a farm there, we enjoyed a sort of cornmeal shortcake covered with sliced apples and cream, which we called Apple Jonathan. Does anyone remember that?